the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Well, this will give you something new to be worried about. I know Joe's worried about heart attacks and losing his teeth. Well, the losing his teeth thing is gone, and the fear of HIV has passed since the 80s hyperbole, which was appropriate then, I suppose.
I should, for new listeners, I was like 8 years old, 9 years. Like, I was so far away from having my first sexual encounter that it was ridiculous. Like, that's why I thought about it later and I was like, man, when I went to my mom when I was in like third grade and went, I think I might have AIDS. That's what I did, because there were like TV movies about the kid who got a blood transfusion and now he has AIDS and no friends. And so I thought about it later and I was like, I'll bet my mom, she said, why do you think that? And I had no good. I'll bet at first she was like, oh my God, I'll bet my son was molested.
Oh yeah. I bet it goes from being like one of those, okay, this is like my little kids having like real big feelings and real big questions. This is kind of funny, but at the same time, like, AIDS? That's a big jump.
Yeah. Or she checked between your toes while you slept for track marks to see if you've been sharing needles.
Yeah. Which I had been, but she didn't check between my legs.
Always jealous of the other kid's insulin.
Once all your veins collapse everywhere else, one vein to go.
This text from the Straight Talk hotline: cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month. That's up to 50% less than the other guys. Straight Talk Wireless. Don't tell Joe, but I'm 28, and I had a heart attack a couple weeks ago. I have a rare genetic thing going where my heart actually beats against itself when it's taxed. So again, I'm 28, had emergency heart surgery 3 weeks ago, and I briefly died from walking a little too far.
Wow, oh, man. That's messed
that's
up,
awful.
Man.
Glad you're okay, though. Holy crap.
I'd hop on a scooter if I were you and not walk forever.
I would, never move again. Have you heard of our cool water bed idea?
Yeah.
Might want one of those.
Lay your way to death.
Somebody listening said that they heated up the water bed or the water in their water bed because they thought it'd be good to be extra warm. And they woke up about an hour after bedtime and they were sweating like a pig and thought they were dying.
So I feel like you always sweat up against waterbeds anyway, because that plasticky material, even with sheets on it, like, there's no way to keep that cool.
And the thing about like at least a mattress, and this is gross to think about, but a mattress will at least soak it up. You're but sweating. A waterbed, you're just like rolling around in your own brine. You're pickling yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah,
they are very, gross. Very I gross. Think that's why they're not as popular as they used to be.
That and probably no back support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to get some new imaging done that says, the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. We talk way too much about waterbeds. This is three times in a month.
We really do.
I mean, if you take the rest of America, they haven't talked about waterbeds three times in a month. But we shift, and now this about snakes.
Okay.
And then sneaky snake
go dancing, wiggling. All right. So,
okay.
What is that? Now, what are you singing?
You never heard Sneaky Snake?
It's a dumbass song by a dumbass. I shouldn't say dumbass. It's one of Canada's most treasured.
He's not Canadian.
That's
Stompin' Tom.
Oh, Tom T. Hall.
He sings about potatoes.
He's a regular guy who sings about snakes.
And ducks.
He sings a lot about
anyway,
animals.
Anyway, we lost him last month, so our best to the Tom T. Hall family.
Oh, who might be listening?
He just died last month?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Boys and girls take warning.
This is targeted to kids also.
Was it?
Keep your eyes wide open.
Yeah, the groomable ones.
And look for sneaky snake.
I want to tickle your underneath.
You won't see him.
Oh, he does
maybe
say that.
Maybe you won't hear.
I didn't sing it.
But he'll sneak up behind you.
Okay.
And drink all
put
your
it from your ear.
Sneaky snake goes dancing.
Boy, it is creepy. You did it.
And a hissing. Sneaky snake goes dancing.
Boy, this does seem like a creeper song now. Why do you guys ruin everything?
I don't know.
We're just opening eyes.
I would blame the histories of molesters. History's molesters, I would blame.
History's molesters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, that's going to be a good modern Marvel. Mm-hmm. All right. So a 47-year-old man from the Netherlands was staying on a nature reserve doing some camping. And while toileting is how this is referred.
Toileting.
A snake struck from the toilet and bit his genitals.
Oh, no.
His doctors write in urology case reports. Now, let me just say, I don't ever want to have any situation I've been in covered in urology case reports.
But no one.
Being far from the hospital, he had to wait for 3 hours to be airlifted to the nearest trauma center. In the meantime, the toilet snake was identified as a snouted cobra. That seems bad.
Oh, just a cobra. Okay.
The snake, while not typically aggressive, will stand its ground if it feels cornered, like by butt cheeks and a dangling sack.
Yeah, yeah, that looks like a snake. So
it could not escape from the toilet. Before he arrived at the hospital, the patient experienced pain all the way from his groin to the top of his chest. So sort of like, as guys know, when you get kicked in the balls, the harder you get kicked, the further up it goes, almost like a game on Price is Right.
Yeah.
Though the venom of the snake is neurotoxic, he was lucky enough to avoid any neurological symptoms, though luck is relative when you've been bitten on the wiener hours away from medical attention.
Pretty bad luck to begin with.
Yeah, that's not great.
So I guess
that's not the best silver lining.
Once that happens, everything after that is great luck.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's all uphill.
I think so, yeah.
It is very much relative.
Once a
upon arrival at the hospital, fully conscious, he had developed a fever and had genitals that were deeply swollen and very purple in discoloration, indicating, here's a two-word phrase you don't want, scrotal necrosis.
Oh, no, that's dying balls.
It is. Steve, did you look at the picture?
I did.
Did you? Let's see it.
Do they rot or something?
Yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, necrosis.
Your flesh
dies.
Flesh
is dying.
And it's only on the balls?
Well, because he was bit
there. For this particular guy? So you can't just chop them off and say goodbye? You got to wait for them to rot?
I mean, well, you could.
Well, I don't think
I think I probably would, honestly.
Like, I'm guessing they did.
You don't want to stop that.
Yeah, because what if it keeps rotting?
It's spreading.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's how they castrate bulls. 8 doses of venom anti-serum were administered, and he was transferred to intensive care where he ended up needing dialysis for acute kidney injury before that stabilized as well. The necrosis in his genitals, it also stabilized, at which point the medical team performed a surgical debridement, removing the dead tissue. Okay, that's
close. Oh, man.
There are, of course, images, though we advise against looking at them.
Which means we should definitely look at them.
Mm. Yeah.
You guys go ahead.
I don't think I'm going to put them on the feed.
Oh.
I feel
Steve, I think you're making a wise choice.
Oh. Yeah, I don't
Boo. I want to see these rotten balls.
Yeah, this is medical, Steve.
Yeah. Peter wants more authenticity.
You know?
Did he say that?
Yeah, I think so. One of the calls.
That's all you needed to tell me. All right.
So this is the Journal of...
Yeah, that's true. It's medical,
urology?
Medical journal. Oh.
I don't like that.
Well, you don't have to look at it. You don't have to look, but... Oh, no.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Looks like a thumb.
Hey.
Oh.
This guy's doing way better than I thought.
Yeah.
All right, wait a second.
Is there still bigger than mine?
Tiny penis.
That is. It really is.
Oh, it's too bad it did spread.
But that lump at the end now.
Yeah.
Like, hey, that's like...
Let's not pile on the guy. I mean,
he's probably...
nobody's going to pile on him.
He's probably a grower.
Not. Too little.
Oh.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. He just got bit by a cobra and his balls are rotting.
It's
that's not exactly a time for the body to rush the blood there.
That's
you're right.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
You know that cobra probably had a super cold mouth.
Most likely.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cold as ice, baby.
You know, because of how they're the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be hot?
Yeah, it sounds like
there is a happy ending, by the way.
Yeah, you'd think, but you know,
fine.
Just trying to give him benefit of the doubt. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's probably about 100 degrees the mouth.
Yeah.
After being transferred to the Netherlands, his team was able to remove the dead tissue more before performing a successful graft on the man's penis and scrotum, replacing the dead tissue with tissue taken from his groin. A year later, He's healed nicely, and he has full sensations again.
Wow. That's
every time
good news.
He reaches that sensational natural moment, snake venom comes out.
Oh, that's no
yeah.
good.
Now he has a spitting cobra.
So he's working.
He is the first person to ever have this case happen and be described in a medical journal.
That's nice.
Now that everything worked out. All's well that ends well.
That's resume material right there. You know how they say you put that little fun fact about yourself? Like, I like high lie.
Oh, God, I hope this guy goes on Jeopardy someday.
And
he'll have the best story ever.
It'll be a great story. Like right after the lady, it's like, I love cats.
But the last 5 or 10 years, too, people have been putting pictures on their resume. That would be an attention grabber right there.
Yeah, that's his headshot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, literally.
Taken by professionals.
Uh-huh.
If he were on. Somehow he would
lighting.
So screw this story up. If you're on Jeopardy, it just becomes so boring.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Oh, boy.
So you started this with talking, like, now I, Joe, have more to worry about, but...
Yes.
I have medical worries that are unfounded most of the time. But also, when I was a kid in South Carolina, they would, like, one, we were taught in school how to run away from an alligator, because that was a very real possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's zigzags, right?
It's zigzags, yeah, because they can run really fast in a straight line, but they can't. They have to, like, stop and turn.
They're like a muscle car from the 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, I remember they also taught you to watch out, like, watch the toilet before you sit down, because if some kid from the class brought in a black widow, which those were everywhere around there. And then, like, you know, the teacher, because they were a big nerd who loved spiders, they got all excited and, like, let's thank Theodore for bringing in this magnificent specimen. And then they told us that black widows often weave webs on toilet, like under toilet seats or on the bowl or whatever. And I was like, well, thanks.
Where it's dark and warm.
And now, even though I've never seen it, I worry about it.
Yeah.
I bet. The doctors in this case said you should always, at least when you're out where he was, you should flush the toilet every time before you sit down.
Yeah.
I would after that.
I mean, or you could do like all of my boys and just let it yellow and yellow and yellow until you can smell it, and you walk in and go, what the hell?
Snakes don't like that,
from what I've been told. Snakes hate it. Snakes hate it, guys.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.